We are learning Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. We are starting a new Masechta, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. And the Masechta starts off with different Rosh Hashanah, which are different days, are the first thing for different halachas. And we'll see in the Mishnah as we go along. Abar Rosh Hashanah, there are four Rosh Hashanah. Ve'echa b'Nisan, the first day of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah la'malachim. It's Rosh Hashanah for malachim, which Rashi explains up here the Gemara, which means that they used to write the Zman of the Shtar, to know which year it was, they wrote the certain year to the Melech. Let's say the king was already in power for 5 years. They wrote, it's on, let's say, Vav Tammuz, the fifth year of the since the king came to power. The fifth year of this king, that's these are right. So when does the new year start for the king? So the Mishnah is telling us, it means it's Echav Nisan. Shchayesh Nisan is the new year. For example, if the king gets appointed in Shvat or Adar, then it comes Nisan. After Nisan, when you write Vav Nisan, it's Vav Nisan, the second year of the king. Even though it's not a full year yet, it's only a few months. But when it turns Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that starts the second year of the king. Now Rashi says, why do we do this? Rashi says, the lashon is because of Shalom Malchus. I'll read you Rashi. Rashi says, Regilim Oyelimnois, Zman Shtaraseim Lashnois HaMelech. They used to account the Zman of the Shtar to the years of the Melech. Mishonosh Omba HaMelech, from the year that the king came to power. Kibim Shachas Gittin, Mishom Shalom Malchus, because of Shalom Malchus. Now, and Gittin says that you write a Shtar, you write the year of the king. Why? Because of Shalom Malchus. So Tosfos says, Akasha on Rashi, that the Gemara's Mavuyah, this din, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Malachim, is for Malchi Yisrael. We know that in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, and before that a little bit, from Shaul HaMelech, the Klai Yisrael had a king. And he says that this whole din, that you count Rosh Chodesh Nisan as the new year for the king, is dafka by Malchi Yisrael. But Malchi Akum in the Gemara's Mavuyah could start from Tishrei, and not from Nisan. So he's asking Akasha on Rashi, why is Rashi saying from Shalom Malchus, which is a halacha by kings of Malchi Umois, the Goyish kings, when here we do Malchi Yisrael, that's Tosfos Kasha. Tosfos says, why Taka? The Tosfos says, we're talking Malchi Yisrael, and why don't you write in a regular shtar the king of the time through the king of the non-Jews? He says, because the Din Shalom Malchus is only by Gittin. Gittin is a very important document because it allows ladies to remarry. And therefore, there is a Shalom Malchus for the Goyim to write the year of the king in a get. But a regular style, you don't need it. In a regular style, you write like the king of the Malchus Yisrael, the Jewish kings, not the non-Jewish kings. And the different Mepharshim will try to answer Rashi. The Pnei Yeshua learns, Rashi learns like Tosfos, Ayin Shom, Baal Kaponim. The first Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is Rosh Hashanah la'malachim, for the counting in the star to the king. V'l'regalim. The next one is Yom Tovim. We'll see what that's negeh. The Gemara says negeh Baal Ta'achar, that Pesach is the first Yontif. That's the way you count that order. We'll see when you get to the Gemara. So the first Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The second Rosh Hashanah is Be'echad Be'el, which was Rosh Chodesh El. Was that Rosh Hashanah for? Rosh Hashanah L'maisa Behema. The halacha is that every 10th Behema that's born in this year, you have to make it Maisa Behema. Maisa Behema, you bring to Yerushalayim and you shecht it as a carbon, and you eat it as Maisa Behema. Now, Maisa Behema can only be taken from the Behemas that are born in this year, but not on the next year. 1 year to the next year, it can't be ma'aseh from 1 year to the next year. Because the pasuk says, "Aseh to aseh is called tuas arecha yetzir hasad shana shana." And we learn from here, from Lashon aseh to aseh, it's two different ma'aseh. And it says shana v'shana, it has to be this year, not for next year. Sai ma'aseh behemah, sai ma'aseh dagon. So therefore, it has to be only from this year. How do you know what's the year? What's the cutoff date? The cutoff date, the Fidat HaNakama, is Echad Be'el, which is Rosh Hashanah l'ma'aseh behemah. That's the second Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Shimon argue. They argue that Echa El is not the time. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, remember Echa V'Tishrei. That really it's Echa V'Tishrei. So if them were missing one of the Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Chodesh El is not a new Rosh Hashanah, because they hold Ma'aseh Behemah goes with Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, which is Rosh Hashanah, what we call Rosh Hashanah. But Echa V'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. It's a Rosh Hashanah for Shanim. We'll see what that means in the Gemara Daf Ches, v'lo shmitim, v'lo yoivlois. Shmita and yoivl start on Rosh Hashanah, then now you can't plow and you can't plant. That's the halacha al shmita, l'natiyah. We know that the first 3 years of a tree that you plant, you can't eat it. It's called arla. So when's the cutoff date is Rosh Hashanah. For example, if you plant a tree in Av, then when it hits Rosh Hashanah, you're on the second year now of arla. So Latiyah also, Echav Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah la'arla. Vilei Yerakos, that is vegetables that need Meiser. The halacha is it can't be take off Chumo and Meiser from 1 year to the next year. So Rosh Hashanah is the cutoff date of Yerek. Yerek, the Meiser goes after when you cut it off the ground, when you harvest it, that's when you start being Chayav Meiser. So the cutoff date is Rosh Hashanah. If anything you harvest after Rosh Hashanah cannot be used as Meiser for anything before Rosh Hashanah. Be'echa b'shvat, Rosh Hashanah le'ilon, k'divrei Beis Shammai. On Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that's the Rosh Hashanah le'ilon, that's the legavre Meiser of Elon. Meiser of Elon goes with Chanata when it starts sprouting. So if it sprouts before Rosh Chodesh Shvat, it can't be take off Meiser. On things that sprout after Rosh Chodesh Shvat. On the 15th of Shvat. The 15th of Shvat is a Rosh Hashanah le'ilon, and that's one of the Rosh Hashanahs of the Mishnah, is Tu B'Shvat according to Beis. Hello, according to Beis Shammai, it is Echad B'Shvat. So that's our Mishnah. So according to Tanna Kamma, the four Rosh Hashanah are Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is Malachim HaRegalim. You have Rosh Chodesh El, which is V'Maisa Behema. You have Aleph Tishrei, which is a bunch of things. Shonim Shmita Mivela Yoivlo Zatir Yorakos. And then you have Shvat, either Echad B'Shvat or Tu B'Shvat. That's the fourth one, which that's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonis. So the Gemara, Le'malachim Le'ilonisam. Why did you make a day for the Malachim that you have to have a cutoff date that starts the second year? Why did they do that? Why didn't they just say that you count to the kings when he came to power from when he came to power? That means if he came to power on February 1st, so next year, February 1st, it's 1 year, and the next year, it's 2 years and 3 years. Why do you have to make that everyone goes with Rosh Chodesh Nisan and that starts the new year? And that starts the second year for the king. Why did they do that? The Malachim Le'ilonisam. Amrav Chista L'shtaritz. They did it because of shtaris, the Tanan. Shtari chayv ha-mukdamim psulim, ha-mukharim ksherim. And the halacha is like this, that if someone lends money to someone, and then the person who borrowed the money cannot pay back, so you have a right to go collect from his properties. There's a lien on the properties. Now, if after this fellow, we're going to call them Reuven and Shimon, so after Shimon borrowed the money from Reuven, he sold off some properties, and then when Reuven comes to collect from Shimon, Shimon says, I have no money left, I don't have anything, I don't have properties, I have nothing. He's allowed to go to the lekuchos, to the people who bought the properties, and say, I have a lien first, and I can collect from those properties. That's the halacha. Now, if the shtar is written, the zman in the shtar, which means the date in the shtar, is before the actual hava, we could have a loss to the lekuchos. Why? Because, let's say, Reuven and Shimon, when Shimon borrows money, it's on February 1st. And on January 1st, he already sold off his properties. So on February 1st, when he borrows money, there's no lien on the properties anymore. The kuka is bought it already. But if they predate the shtar to before January 1st, even though he borrowed it on February 1st, but predate the shtar, he'll be able to collect the malva, will be able to collect from the kuka, which means Reuven will be able to collect from the people who bought the properties. So it comes out, you are, it's fraud. You are cheating the people who bought the properties. So therefore, someone who makes a shtar echayv ha-mukudamim, it's puzzle. The shtar is puzzle. It's mechalikas rishonim, what it means puzzle. Some say it means puzzle, you can't use it at all. And some say you can't collect any mishabadim from the shtar. Because it's mukudam. And mukharim, but mukharim is kshayim. If you make it later, then it's kosher because no one's losing. Besides for the malva, maybe. No one else is losing, and therefore, mecharim is shame. So what does it do with us? So Rashi explains like this. Let's say you have a case that you have a shtar that was written, the date in the shtar was written in Kislev. It says Gimel Kislev is the shtar. Now, the Edom said that when they wrote the shtar, they didn't lend money. And the halacha is allowed to do that. A loiv is allowed to have a shtar written up. He's mechayiv money. He's allowed to write up a shtar. He's mechayev money because he wants to have a star available. The minute he finds someone who has money, he doesn't want to start looking for edim and a cipher to write a star. So he has a star ready, all ready. And then when he wants to borrow money, he has a star. So they wrote a star to the Gimel Kislev in it. And Lamai said, the edim are being made that they did not see any hava happen b'shas this. After went to the entire now, he says, I didn't see any hava that day Gimel Kislev, but I did see the hava on Gimel Tammuz. And both were the third year of since the king came to power. So the star says Gimel Kislev in the third year of the king. And the Edom is saying that there was Ahava on Gimel Tammuz of the third year of the king. And we know these are both the same thing, like Tosfos speaks out, that we know that this Hava is matched up to this star. But we don't know if the Hava was first or the star was first. Why? Because it says both of them the third year of the king. Now, if the king came to power between Kislev and Tammuz, it means he came to power on Shavuos time. On the Shavuos time, he came to power. So then it turns out that the Hava was written before the star. So then it's a Ma'ukhar. Then it's you could collect from Lekuchas because the Hava actually happened before. But if the king came to power Rosh Hashanah time, so then, the star was written first, because the third year of the king was the first time the third year of the king was on Kislev, and then landed on Tammuz. So now, the Dayanim don't know. They don't remember when the king came to power, and both say the third year of the king. They don't remember when the king came to power, and it says the third year of the king. So they don't know, is it a mukhar or a muktam? They don't know. Therefore, they decide to make a uniform zman, that's always, the year always turns to the next year on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So in this case, since the year would turn Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and it says both the third year, so it must be that the halva happened before the star, and it'll be a kosher star. That's what always made it takana, that it's always the third year. That's Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. Gemara said, so why they make a uniform time, Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So on Rav Chista, star, it's time to start Mokdam, Sum, and we want to make sure that you'll know when it's Muktam, when it's Mokher. Now, Tosfos has plenty of questions on this pshat. There's a lot of different kashas, and one of his kashas are that it's like a far-fetched case, this case, that the Hava was written without the star, and they're Edim, they don't remember when the king came to power. That's one of his kashas. He doesn't like this whole pshat, that this is the case, and therefore he says that Nafgamina is that if... He said like this, when they're already inside, Nafgamina l'shtar yichayv ha-mukdom ha-nukonim omra ha-melech ba-echa ba-nisan, Kishagi Echab Nisan Achar Yishkach Hasoif Vizbe Shtaka Gom Melach Bishnai Venisan, the Avon Isha Toy Chad Yema. Vyichte Echab Nisan Mishon Shalom Melach. He said like this, that every time someone writes a star, if they're within the same time of the year, the next year, they're not going to remember the exact day that the king came to power. For example, you're writing a star, he came to power, let's say, you know, Shchodesh Kislev the year before. And now, all the stars being written in Cheshvan and in Kislev, the cipher won't remember. It's the second year, the first year. He's not going to remember. And some of those are write the wrong year because they're not going to remember. Especially a bunch of years later, they're not going to remember exactly when's the year. So therefore, they memsaken as a uniform time that the new year always starts with Chesh Nisan, and therefore you'll remember. That's Tosfos' pshat. It's a pshat that's negay every single star. According to Rashi, it's negay only a star that was written without the Hava. But Tosfos' pshat is that it's negay every single star. So Akapanim, either way, we have pshat now why you write the... What's the reason why we want the Malachim to turn a new year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so therefore the Shtarais will be exact and there won't be any problems of Mukdamim and the Shtar will be possible. Tanur Rabbanan. Melach, so we'll give examples how we use this halacha, the Rosh Chodesh Nisan as a new year. Tanur Rabbanan, Melach Shalma Besim Tishva Adar, a king that became king on the 29th day of Adar, which means the last day of the year. Once he reaches Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Oslo Shana, he's finished his first year of being a king. And the next year, you're ready to write. When you write the Gimel Nisan to the second year since the king came to power. One day later, you only count a year until the next Nisan. Until the next Nisan, he's only 1 year in power. Like tomorrow, we just learned the Brisa. A Melech Shom Besim Tishva Adar. A Melech that comes to power on 29th of Adar. Kimin Shagia Echad V'Nisan. Since you reached Echad Benizan, also Loi Shana, the year is up, and now you go into the second year. Hakamash Milan, this teaches us the Nisan Rosh Hashanah Melachim. This Bryce is teaching us what we learned in the Mishnah. It's not fair, a lot of times Bryces are based on Mishnais. Teaches us what we learned in the Mishnah, that the Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Melachim, and when you reach Echad Benizan, you're in the second year of the king. Another thing it teaches us is that one day of the year, Chosh Hashanah is called the year. Then the Bryce says further, you don't count the year till next Nisan. We have that already. We understand that Nisan is the new year. We just said that very clearly. We said one day of the year is considered, even one day of Adar, the last day of Adar is considered one year, and then Mishchesh Nisan is new year. So of course, Mishchesh Nisan, that doesn't count. Why do you have to repeat this halacha? What's the Chiddush? So when it says the Chiddush like this, he was appointed king already in Adar. He already was the king-elect in Adar. So maybe you start counting for when he got appointed the king, not actually when he comes to power. No, they will only start counting when it comes to power and not when he's appointed as king. So that's what the Brayah teaches us. First of all, it teaches us the lach of our Mishnah that Rosh Hashanah Limalachim is Nisan, and that's when starts the next year. And even one day of last year is considered a year. And number two, it teaches us that even if you get appointed in Adar, we start counting when it comes to power, not from when he gets appointed as king.